Kiefer live at Bonnaroo, and I've got Eli and Nicholas from Walk the Moon with me. Welcome. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You know, we were just, before we started rolling, we were talking about food. You guys are from Cincinnati. What's the deal with chili and spaghetti?
It's delicious. What do you mean, what's the deal? What's...
I mean, if it's 2 a.m. and you've had a few too many beers, what could possibly be better than chili, spaghetti, and a whole lot of cheese and onions? You know, it sounds perfect.
Throw a hot dog in there.
Throw a hot dog in.
I'll keep that in mind. You guys have already been really busy this year. You've been on the road with Pink. And I'm just looking at some of the artists you're going to be sharing the stage with this summer. John Mayer, Beyonce, My Morning Jacket, Pearl Jam. Now, that's a pretty diverse group of artists that you will be on the road with. Do you modify your set a little bit for each person? I mean, because those are wildly different audiences.
That's a good question. I think it changes a little bit, but I don't know. Mostly we see those opportunities as an opportunity to go out and be ourselves. And so we try to, I guess, depending on the set length, I think that almost is, you know, with Pink, we had a pretty short set. Whereas with another band, a smaller band, we might have a longer set and a little more time to stretch out. But yeah, I don't know. I think we just pick the ones that we feel like give people the quickest impression of what we're about.
Yeah, I think people being aware of us is almost more of a dictator about what we play than who we're playing with. You know, if we think there are fans out there, then we want to give them a few nuggets, a few things that, like, just for the super fans that they'll know from maybe an old album or a deep track from the new record. Whereas with the end.
Whereas with people who wouldn't know us at all, we might play something else.
You know, the one thing that has been universal in describing Walk the Moon is that you're fun. And Nicholas, I think you said, I want our music to be the most fun thing you've ever heard in your life. Now, that's a pretty big stretch from where most guys start a band to get free beer and to meet chicks. Why'd you pick that as your mission statement?
I mean, I think I don't know. This is a big question, right? But some of my favorite albums are the albums that when I've like from growing up as just a kid who loves music to you know, someone who, you know, I'm listening deeper, or I'm listening because it's my job and I'm trying to, you know, figure out how to do my job better. The things that I enjoy the most are the ones that are just a freaking blast to listen to, that I just throw on and have a good time. And, whether it's because they're weird or because they have a beat or whatever. And, I think of the first thing I think of is ELO, the album Time, which is just, do you know that one?
No.
You know, Electric Light Orchestra had this record in 1980 or 1981 called Time. It was a concept album about time travel, and it's completely ridiculous and completely dramatic and all over the place. But excuse me. Should have turned that off.
Maybe it's that Cuban you had earlier.
Yeah, right. Jesus goodness. It's just like they aren't afraid to be themselves. They aren't afraid to take risks, and I think that often defines like the greats from the people who are just pretty good. And I think it's something that we feel like we want to accomplish. You know, it's a goal. It's not something we feel like we are, I guess, but we want to do that. You know, we have aspirations.
Walk the Moon. Did it come from the Police song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why that song?
Well, I guess we just, we loved the Police at the time. It was a big influence at the time. And some former band names that had W and M in them. And so we wanted to sort of keep that theme going for some reason. And Walk the Moon was also not taken on MySpace. So we went for it.
You guys have played Bonnaroo before, right?
Yes, we have. 2 years ago.
And what you played on one of the smaller stages?
Yeah, I don't even remember what it was called. It was called like Witch Tent,
the
or
where, the where, the where the, cafe,
the tent, the cafe no one knows about, something like that. and we had a pretty hectic experience. We got here at like 3:35. We played at 4, and then we played at 7 o'clock, and then we left at 5 in the morning the next day. So in a lot of ways, this is our first Bonnaroo. We are playing tonight. It's Thursday at 7:45, and then we are just camping ourselves here, and we're going to hang out for the rest of the weekend.
Who are you looking forward to seeing after you're done playing?
Alt J tonight.
Empire of the Sun is one of my favorite bands. They're playing a late set on Saturday night, I think, Sunday morning.
Animal Collective is playing from like 2 to 4 in the morning at some point, which I'm really excited about. Their record, Merriweather Post Pavilion, actually led us to the guy who produced our record, Ben Allen. And I've never seen them live, so I'm really excited to check them out.
One of the themes here at Bonnaroo is album art. And looking at your most recent record, it looks like kind of a watercolor with a treehouse. Why? First of all, who came up with the idea?
I don't know.
You know, we were working with this guy, Mike Perry, who's a great artist who's done a lot of things. And we were giving him ideas for what we thought the cover should be, and he was sending us stuff, and everything was great, but there was nothing that was quite right. Nothing was quite fitting. And so we asked him to put together kind of a portfolio of characters. And that's where on the inside, the whale and the stag and the lion all came from, was from this portfolio of characters that he sent us. And then we still like didn't quite have it. And so we just said, just draw a treehouse. You know, we were thinking about childhood and
Peter Pan and the Hideout, yeah, and Lost Boys and stuff. Yeah,
themes that we had explored on the record. And we said, just draw a treehouse. And he sent it. And it was instantly all four of us were just like, that's the one. That's obviously the right thing to do.
Everybody who passes through the studio, we put them to the task. We have the Beatles albums, all the covers behind you. Eli, let's start with you. Pick out the Beatles album that you like the best and tell me why.
I like the Revolver cover a whole lot, because it's always been kind of mysterious to me, and it just doesn't, it continues to not make sense. I remember having this record when I was, you know, like 8 or 10. The Beatles were the first band that I loved. The Beatles are the reason I play guitar and the reason I'm now a musician. And I've never understood it. It's always been so enigmatic to me that I adore it.
Nicholas?
I am partial to the Yellow Submarine cover. I also love that film. And the art is just so imaginative. And I love the childish sort of whimsy of it, and also there's some really dark, weird, scary things in there, and that always really appeals to me.
When I was young and got sick and stayed home from school, my mom would always rent me that movie from the library, and so I'd be like a child with a fever, like watching this bizarre acid drip of a film and just going, what is going on?
I'm so sorry.
And now I'm a guitar player.
Explains a lot.
It's all connected. Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Nicholas and Eli from Walk the Moon, live from Bonnaroo. I'm Kiefer.